The European Union is expected to rule tomorrow that Microsoft abused its power in a way that harmed consumers and competitors. The EU is expected to fine Microsoft several hundred million dollars, limit what features the company can include in its Windows operating system, and also require that it give more information to competitors. Microsoft has vowed to appeal. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports that some experts say the appeals process could delay any remedy for years.
The antitrust concerns raised by the Europeans echo those raised by U.S. antitrust officials. In 2001, after protracted litigation, a settlement was reached between Microsoft, the U.S. Department of Justice, and several states. But in Europe, which has more expansive antitrust laws, the company and European regulators could not reach an agreement. And tomorrow, the Europeans are to issue a ruling that goes well beyond what U.S. regulators required. The European Union is expected to impose a record fine of more than $600 million. Microsoft spokesman Jim Dessler wouldn't confirm the penalty amount, but says the EU has gone too far.
Given the lack of a clear legal standard on these issues, it's hard to see how a fine of this magnitude could be warranted under any circumstances, particularly these circumstances.
The company's chief European lawyer says, quote, "It is unprecedented and inappropriate for the Commission to impose a fine on a company's U.S. operations when those operations are already regulated by the U.S. government. The conduct at issue has been permitted by both the U.S. Department of Justice and a U.S. court," closed quote. But Mark Schechter, an antitrust expert with the Howry Simon law firm, says that Microsoft does substantial business in Europe and the EU has its own regulatory authority.
What's important about the case is that the Europeans have investigated it, that the European Commission has extensive jurisdiction and extensive power, and it can alter the way major international companies do business.
The Europeans contend that Microsoft violated the law in two areas. First, by bundling software to play audio and video into the Windows operating system. To address this, European regulators are expected to force Microsoft to provide computer makers with a version of Windows that doesn't have its media player in it. Technology analyst Rob Enderle suggests that what's most troubling for Microsoft isn't the elimination of the media player, it's the issue of control.
They really don't like another entity, particularly a government, directing them with regard to what they can or cannot put into a product. They like to control their offerings. It's their products. If they needed to respond to a competitive threat or an opportunity, they don't want to have to ask anybody else for permission.
The second legal contention raised by the Europeans is that Microsoft used its knowledge of the inner workings of the Windows operating system on PCs to give it an edge in producing software for servers. To resolve this, the Europeans are expected to require that Microsoft release more technical information that will help rivals, including Sun Microsystems, compete in developing server-related products. But the remedies may be put on hold. Some legal experts believe that given the enormous implications of the case and the proposed remedy, Microsoft may well convince a judge that the company is entitled to a delay before any penalty is imposed. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.